Well, sticking with health news, given that one out of three American kids are overweight or obese, exercise might be one of the best things a doctor can prescribe. So why not give it a try? Leaders at one of the country's oldest outdoor organizations brought that question to pediatricians at one of the country's most venerable hospitals. The result is a prescription plan called Outdoors RX. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins our story in an examination room where a Boston pediatrician is wrapping up a visit with a young patient.
So, Melody, as we finish our checkup today, I have one more thing to tell you.
Dr. Karen Sadler pulls a stool up to the examination table where 8-year-old Melody Saladine sits, her legs dangling over the edge.
And you know, you come here when you're sick, but you also come to the pediatrician so we can help you stay healthy. And part of staying healthy is being active. So this prescription lets you join a special program. It's called OutdoorPrescription.org.
Outdoors RX is a partnership between the Appalachian Mountain Club, or AMC, and Massachusetts General Hospital. The two organizations are testing the idea of having doctors write prescriptions for outdoor exercise in two Boston suburbs that have high rates of childhood obesity. Melody, a quick study, gets the point.
To help people stay strong and healthy and to make sure they get up and get their body, grooving and moving.
The Appalachian Mountain Club isn't known for moving and grooving.
Originally, we thought of hiking or biking.
And other more traditional AMC activities, says Pam Hess, who runs Outdoors RX. But Hess soon realized that many kids in these communities are not used to or even comfortable spending time outdoors. So when Melody and other patients go to the program's website, they can sign up for nature storytelling, arts and crafts in a park.
Family games. This is a year-round program, so there'll be winter activities, whether it's winter tracking or summertime. We'll be getting down and doing micro-hikes, so you don't need a lot of space to do it.
Micro-hikes? AMC, the Rugged Mountaineering Conservation Group, is promoting something called micro-hikes?
That's pretty much looking down at your feet, so even an area as small as inside of a hula hoop, you can look for different colors, different shapes, different sizes of things, and you can discover a whole new world using your imagination.
If that's what it takes to get kids outdoors, Hess says, AMC will do it. Dr. Sadler says she jumped at the chance to participate after years of talking to patients about staying healthy and feeling like the message never made it home.
If a prescription takes a set of words and makes it more concrete, then I think the weight of this message is every bit as important as the amoxicillin you write for their ear infections.
It's too early to tell what percentage of kids will fill their get-outdoors prescription.
Work your legs out, baby. We gotta walk.
Melody's mother, Mary Saladine, her dad, a sister, and a nephew turn onto a paved path that loops around a park in Framingham, Massachusetts. It's an AMC event that fills Melody's prescription.
Eli, come down. Come down, Eli.
Melody's sister chases a nephew up a hill covered in fall leaves. This was part of Dr. Sadler's grand plan, to use Melody to get the whole family out and moving. It worked.
That's right. Got me out walking because I wouldn't be out here.
That's Ibn Saladine, Melody's dad. He had a heart attack 2 years ago and is supposed to walk 15 minutes a day. This 3/4-mile loop is more exercise than anyone in the family, except maybe Melody, has had in a long time.
Can I run 20 times around?
We know you can.
Mary Saladine has to calm her daughter down as the walk ends.
Who are we going to call Monday?
Dr. Sadler.
And tell her what?
That we did the walk.
And what will Dr. Sadler say?
Good job. Proud of you. It will make you feel happy and proud of myself.
The way many of us often feel when we get out and move. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.
All right, well, Jeremy, after that, I feel like going out on a hike. What about you?
I always feel like going out on a hike. One of my favorite things to do when I was living in L.A. would be to hike up into the hills. And if we could put some bigger hills around Boston, maybe I could do
sure
that here,
we
too.
Could take care of that.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings, ICABoston.org.